Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Awardner, and in this episode, let's talk skincare, why don't we? Now, as this episode is going out, meaning it's being published during party season, the festive period where we drink more, eat more, and sleep less, I'm going to focus on those products that can protect and restore your skin. Now, obviously, this is advice you could apply to whenever you feel overwhelmed, like you're overdoing it, or when you're time poor, but still want to get a result. You know, when your skin's feeling and looking tired and it needs a pick-me-up. We're talking about that sort of thing. So right at the top of this podcast, I want to say that if you want proper, informed advice from experts, then go and follow Caroline Hirons, Nadine Baggett, and some brilliant derms on social media, such as Dr. Emma Wedgeworth, because I am not qualified. I have never formulated a product. I get a little bit confused by inky list still, but these are the people where I get my info from. And when it comes to how I look after my skin, I try to follow the experts' advice, but there are those days when I just want an experience. And by that I mean that I know, having spoken to the people who do this for a living, that layering serums, using antioxidants, using retinol, using vitamin C, and using AHAs and BHAs is a really good combination. So, active ingredients, people. I want to use a sheet mask sometimes, every now and again, and sit on the sofa and watch Parks and Recreation or The Office US, and I don't think that's a bad thing to want to do. I remember Alison Young, the beauty doyenne, saying to me on the podcast she and I did together a while ago, something along the lines of that you can have a skincare that keeps the skin you have in the best condition, i.e. it hydrates and it plumps and it's experiential, meaning, you know, you can layer beautiful oils, etc., etc., or you can use active ingredients to actually fundamentally change the function of the skin, i.e. make it act younger. I personally opt to sit in the latter of those two categories. But that's not to say I don't appreciate that sometimes it's nice to slather on and massage in oils and make a bit of a ritual experience out of looking after my skin, especially if I'm feeling run down, especially if I'm feeling overwhelmed or if I'm feeling like my skin needs a pick-me-up. And I feel like that pick-me-up will just be, you know, doing a bit of facial massage one evening as opposed to going and spending a load of money on something completely new. Neither is wrong. It's just how you choose to look after your skin. My current skincare regime is this. For the morning, I use an antioxidant, a serum for my pigmentation, a hyaluronic acid, a slightly thicker hyaluronic acid on top, and an SPF, usually in my makeup. In the evening, I use a retinol or a glycolic exfoliant because my skin really loves glycolic and really responds to it by glowing, literally. The next morning, it's like, oh yeah, I definitely used glycolic yesterday. Or I use a leave-on moisture mask that I wear at night. And by at night, I mean I wear all night, so I just slather it on, then I go to bed. I don't know about you, but whenever I feel as though I'm getting tired or run down and I think it's showing on my skin, I want to do something a little more functional than my usual steps. Even though what I'm doing is great, I've had it confirmed by numerous experts, but it's because I feel as though spending a bit more time at the sink in the bathroom will elicit a better result and also look after me, not just my skin, look after me a bit more. So that's when I might massage, I might use creams or masks, and when I focus on just softening up and hydrating my skin. And also, sometimes switching it up for a day every now and again doesn't do any harm whatsoever, as far as I can tell. So my absolute favourite pick-me-up skin but also mind, beauty buys are the Be Revealed by Superdrug Glycolic Cleansing Peel. I use this a lot anyway, but whenever any of my friends, or indeed if you, my most excellent listeners, DM me and say that your skin is in a funk and it needs an overhaul, I'll often say, don't go overboard and chuck everything out. If you can get your hands on a cleanser like this, and I'll recommend some dupes in a second, then just make that one change. So the way this cleanser works, and it's from the high street, it's from Superdrug, is that it contains quite a lot of glycolic acid, which is an alpha hydroxy acid that nibbles away dead skin. And to get the best out of it, you're advised to leave it on for about 3 minutes. This is a product I learned about from Nadine Baggett, and I'm very glad I did because I think it's brilliant. And as I've said many times, my skin really responds to glycolic. So I use it by applying it like a mask before I get in the shower, fully showering, and then taking it off with a microfiber cloth just at the end. It makes my skin feel so smooth and soft and supple, so you can't help but feel fresh and awake. I know a lot of you don't live in the UK, so other brands that have great glycolic cleansers that you can use in the same way are the Kate Somerville Exfoliate Cleanser Foaming Wash, although full disclosure, my favourite exfoliate product is the Triple Acid Resurfacing Treatment or the Intensive Exfoliating Treatment, both of which were discussed at length when Kate came on the show recently. I think we came to the conclusion that the exfoliating treatment was a bit like a pumpkin spice latte, but there we go. Listen to that full episode on exfoliation to find out why. But the foaming wash is also efficient. And if you like a foaming formula, then you will really like this. Foaming formulas aren't for me, but every now and again, I'll give them a go. I'll just introduce them maybe once. Just when you think, I think my skin needs a really good clean, even though balms and creams do a really good job. You know, when you just want that squeaky feeling, even though there's no real reason or good sense behind it. You just think, I just want a nice foamy face wash.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Another one is SkinCeuticals Purifying Cleanser, another great choice and often one that sells out, actually. I know it's a firm favourite with my friends who are prone to breakouts, but for a thorough but gentle cleanse, it's another really lovely choice. Another high street or drugstore choice you can't go wrong with is CeraVe Smoothing Cleanser, which uses salicylic acid but is no less efficient. And It's no less efficient at feeling as though you're giving skin a clean slate. So it just makes you feel like you're starting from scratch. You're taking your skin back to factory settings. And I also know a lot of people love the Fresh Soy Cleanser, but dare I say, I've never actually used it, but it seems remiss of me not to leave it off this list. It seems sort of silly not to mention it because I know it's such a firm favourite. The objective obviously isn't to strip skin, it's to revive it by taking away the dull top layer of dead skin cells that then leave you open to then treat your skin with beautiful serums and moisturisers, etc. So let's talk about those. Let's talk about those delicious, dewy, skin-giving masks that are apparently limitlessly quenching. And you know the ones I mean. The ones you fold out and there's serum everywhere, or the pots you slather all over your face and there's enough to go all the way down your chest. Hands down, my absolute favourite is the Origins Drink Up Intensive Overnight Hydrating Mask with avocado and Swiss glacier water. You may remember this was a recommendation from Leslie Crowther when she came on the podcast early in 2019. It is now one of the skincare products I just couldn't live without. For me, this is a perfect mask. I apply a thin layer on freshly cleansed skin and leave it on overnight, and my skin enjoys it so much. It's as simple as that. If they ever try to discontinue it, I will have a conniption, no doubt. Sheet masks are all the rage. They aren't my favourite. I find them fiddly, messy, and a bit of a nonsense. I like the dry ones, but not enough to use them very often. But I know loads of people really, really love a sheet mask. So if I was going to recommend any, it would 100% be the Neutrogena ones. They are incredibly generous with the amount of product that's actually saturated into the mask. And they have ones for radiance, for anti-aging, for hydration, and to purify. And they are affordable. So I say, stock up. And when you need a boost, slip one of those on. My only advice about using sheet masks, or any mask for that matter, is to make sure your skin is thoroughly cleansed beforehand, so there's an unfettered path into your skin for the ingredients you're trying to feed it with. So whether it's the excesses of the festive season, a really busy social life, a particularly manic time at work, those are my skin, or just Friday evening for crying out loud. You know, sometimes you can get to the end of the week and think, gee whiz, how did I get through that? Those are my skin pick-me-up strategies that never fail. And I hope that what you also get from this episode is that you don't need to splurge when you feel like this. A lot of these products are available at a very affordable price. So as much as I'll never say you shouldn't splurge on an expensive cream if you can afford it, if it's only something you use every once in a while, you can get it quite cheaply. What are your favorite beauty products for that I'm feeling terrible, therefore not looking my best pick-me-ups? Get in formation. I think I've stolen Beyonce's line. Get involved in the Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. You can also DM me on social media. I'm at Emma Guns on Instagram and Twitter. And you can also email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. I would love to start a thread in the Facebook group about these kind of pick-me-ups at this time of year, because I think it's a really good one for us to share with each other. So click that link in the show notes. Answer the three questions, agree to the forum rules, and there are thousands of other listeners to this show who can weigh in on things that might be really helpful for your skin this festive season. Thank you so much for listening to this Christmas pod, this December daily. I will see you on the next one.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.